right, everybody. Welcome to another fabulous edition of Only Funny to Us. But before we get started, prior to us doing this recording, Mr. Steve said that it was his edict that he was going to take the show in a new direction. Take it away, Steve.
You told us to follow your lead.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Maybe we should do that with the next show. I haven't really come up with a plan yet.
Hey, don't say you're taking it in a new direction without a plan. So take it away, Steve.
I like to sing about the Luna and the Juna and the Springer. I like to sing about a sky of blue or a T for two.
So we're a variety show
now.
We're a cartoon now.
Great.
From the 30s.
I was joking, actually. But obviously you didn't catch that.
You didn't throw it very well.
Yeah, really.
Just
maybe you didn't throw it at me like a girl.
Do what you got to do. All right. Just
I'm TJ.
Ben.
Cliff.
Nancy Monahan.
Mom's here.
I was going to say, it's your mother.
Now, I could be a complete and total
jackball
right now, but I'm not going to.
We're good.
My mother's dead, by the way.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel pretty good right now.
Heartless.
I felt pretty good at her wake because we were drinking a lot.
I'll tell you what, in our family,
I don't remember that.
If you're looking for a party,
oh dude,
just wait for somebody to die.
That's why I told TJ, I was like, dude, I'm getting a little upset, you're starting to run out of relatives.
It is horrible, and I miss them, but I mean, God have mercy.
The best parties were the visitation at your house.
Oh my, because they would, because you know, normally here in the South, people would bring food. I mean, that's the thing. And they would bring food, but it wouldn't be like the standard macaroni and cheese, fried chicken, whatever. I mean, it would be like food. And then...
Just because you say it that way doesn't mean
yeah, well, exactly.
It's not expressive.
I mean,
it's
not macaroni and cheese or chicken. It's food.
But there was so much. There was so much.
It was a bunch.
Drinking that I can't remember exactly what food was. Yeah. But because then people would bring the booze. And bring out the good stuff, too.
Yep.
We had a neighbor that actually had home-brewed some stump water. And said, I'm bringing this over for this special occasion.
I have no memory of... I don't even know if I was there.
Was it the neighbor that
what year was it?
Oh, God. That was...
Mom passed in 2000.
No, I wouldn't have been there. Because that was...
He was still a recluse in Columbia.
Before I reunited with everybody. So I missed that.
That was before... So good.
That was before David and I tracked him down and made him reunite with us.
And see the person you've become now?
Yeah.
You should have stayed hidden.
I wish I had a time machine.
I wonder what year it was we reunited.
Well, what year was your wreck?
99.
It was after that.
Okay, well, then 2000, maybe it was 2001, 2002, something like
that. What was
I
driving?
I don't remember.
I mean, that's how I remember.
I know.
I've had so many cars, that's how I remember the year. Because we had a Jeep, 2001 Jeep Cherokee.
I don't remember.
Or a 2000 Jeep Cherokee.
You lived on Willis Drive, I know that.
Well, I lived there for a long time, yeah. Was it the neighbor who had the garage where the person had killed themselves in? Or?
No.
Oh,
other neighbor.
Okay.
Directly across the street.
Neighbor.
Yeah,
he definitely would have some stump.
Yeah, he would. and then the same thing when Dad.
I thought they didn't like you.
No, we had always had kind of that on-off relationship. I mean, for the most part, we were pretty good. There was one time that as a young lad, they had a two-car garage, and they had a very nice boat in there. And I decided to go playing in the boat, like I was driving the boat and whatever, and then I saw a fire extinguisher. So my game escalated to the boat caught on fire and I have to put it out. So I pulled the pin on the brand new fire extinguisher and sprayed it all over the boat, all throughout the garage. Yeah.
So all that was when you were little.
That was
younger.
He was
15, 16, was whatever. You know.
What the 18? Hell? You were still doing stuff like that at 15?
No, I was.
Oh, the boat's on fire. That's make believe.
I was probably like 9 or 10.
Last week he was playing this, the floor is lava.
I didn't even know that. That's a story of yours I've never heard.
Oh yeah. I mean, he really could have gone over the deep end. All he asked me to do was clean it up, and you know, you know how much of 10-year-old cleaning I did was not very much. But he had, I mean, he had every right to.
Let me tell you one of the scariest times I've ever been in my life when it came to an adult was Cliff's father. we were in his garage doing something, and I was leaning on, they're sitting on the hood of the tractor, and it got. I mean, it was the metal wasn't real strong, and it kind of buckled in.
Oh,
and he was like, "Now, what are you going to do about that?" And I was like, "I had no answer."
Oh no!
And he's like, "You going to pay for that?" And I was like, And so me and Cliff's like, well, we'll take a look at it. And I think we lifted the hood up, and it, boom, it popped right out. There was no damage then. So I was like, oh.
Made his point, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Not that crap, right? He made his point. I never even touched that tractor again.
Stayed away. I'm going to go stand on the other side of the room.
I sat on the concrete.
20 years, my friend. 20 years of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some hard lessons.
Yeah.
The hard way.
But, yeah, but for that neighbor, it was off and on.
It wasn't mean or he didn't yell. It was just one of the, you know, the way you
I think
just,
we had one incident with him where he sued us over one of our dogs. And, of course, you know, our dogs always.
I think we had an incident where he sued us.
Yeah. I mean, but it was something. I mean, it was something kind of dumb.
One of the dogs bit one of the kids and his leg got infected. And
yeah. I mean, something like that.
Nearly died.
Caught him on the throat. I mean, it was.
one of our dogs killed one of his children.
It was merely a flesh wound. I mean, I think they made a bigger deal out of it than needed to be.
I want to go back to something real quick. Mm-hmm. Did your dad ever get pissed off that I used to eat all the cereal at the house?
No. Oh, hang on.
Now, your dad, I know your dad didn't get pissed off because your dad didn't care about anything, but your mom, on the other hand.
She would make comments, and it was weird because she never did the shopping. My dad always did the shopping because he was super frugal and super OCD, so he would make lists of what was on sale. He was like the original couponer. And he would go to three different stores shopping to get the best deals. So he knew what cereal was going in and out. But we did have a nice, I can remember it now, in the kitchen, underneath that bar pass-through, bottom cabinet opened up, lined with cereal.
I just remember the snack packs.
Snack packs.
Remember the variety packs?
Oh, cereal?
Oh, yeah.
That came in the long. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We only got those when we went on vacation.
That was special stuff.
Yeah, we couldn't get. And then, of course, after vacation, you wanted it, and then
you know what I used to love about. We used to go to Florida down to Disney World and stuff a lot. Well, my great grandmother lived in Tampa, and we would always go to her house, and we'd go to Disney World, and then go back to her house and come back to South Carolina. To this day, one of my best memories, and I did this when me and Adam went to Jacksonville a couple years ago, was getting up super early and sitting outside and drinking orange juice. I don't know why. It used to be the little at the hotel we would stay in down in Florida. There was little cans of Donald Duck.
Oh yeah.
And I just for some reason something about sitting outside in the summertime in the morning in Florida has always just been one of my best memories. You know.
Well, I guess that's why. I mean, people get up and sit on their porch with coffee every morning.
Yeah, in the morning. I mean,
and of course, I'm always wondering how in the hell do you have time. To be able to go sit out and relax.
They're retired.
Yeah, they might be on, or yeah, retired, or they're on second shift.
Yeah, that could be it.
But it's like people do that before they go to work. And yeah, I've always never understood that. It's like I get up in just enough time to get ready, shower, get ready, and get out the door and get to work.
Yeah.
So I've got like 10 minutes to spare before I clock in. But you have these people who...
Pardon us while we get a rearrange.
Who get up 2 hours before work... Sit around and
what gets me
cook
is these people
big breakfasts and sit there and drink coffee.
Well, that's because you're getting out of the you're getting up and dressed and got to be out the door. You know, you don't give yourself any time.
I know. I mean, I could get up, I guess, at 6 o'clock or 5:30 and do all that stuff. But
well,
why?
You just
would
don't
I?
Want to. I mean, yeah, exactly. They want to and you don't.
They're just wired much differently. Because I mean, and then when I see people can't wait to get up at 5:30 for my run.
Screw that.
I'm sorry. What?
If you ever see me running, you better run, too.
Yeah, we're coming along.
Because something's chasing me.
Something scary's on the other end.
Got that right.
But, yeah, that was just one of the mischievous things I did. And that memory just came back to me about, you know, taking the fire extinguisher to the boat. Anyone else done anything that, you know, could have got them in trouble?
Going back to what Stephen was asking about my dad not liking the cereal thing, they held me responsible for anything anybody did in my house.
Oh, yeah.
So anything that anybody else did, my friend-wise, it was going to be coming down on me. So I'd get punished for whatever anybody else did.
Wow.
Yeah.
They wouldn't just say, don't bring him back over here again.
Both. They'd say, don't bring him back over here. And guess what? You're on restriction. Give me your keys. Or
did you ever get
restriction
because of me?
Pool story. When we got busted breaking into the lady's yard, skating her back to the pool.
Yeah.
Well, you gave her a fake name, and I gave her my real name because I was an honest child.
And devious as a young boy. Look at him. How old were you when that happened?
I did all kinds of 16, crazy 15? Stuff.
16, 15. Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah, I did all kinds of crazy stuff when I. Well, y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, don't point at me.
Did them with you.
Don't bring me into your little hell.
Did some of them with you. Did some of them with Ben. Did some of them with other people and got police involved and learned my lesson.
Yeah. I was too scared because I had to go home. And I knew what was waiting for me at home.
Yeah, so but your dad's military. I mean, mm-hmm. he's like, you know, this is how it is.
Mm-hmm. And see, I was basically, you know, that back then, Mom, they ran the bar over in Darlington. Mm-hmm. They would stay there the whole weekend.
Yeah.
From mm-hmm. like Friday night all the way to Sunday night, I had my own house pretty much. So I could come and go as I wanted.
Yeah, I would
I never got into trouble.
No. I would go over there and spend the night with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I was like 13, 14, and your parents would be out of town all weekend.
Yep.
And we'd sit there at the house and not anything wrong.
We were a little older than that when they would be gone.
Well, okay. Well, all right.
Maybe 15. Before I could drive, but yeah.
But we wouldn't go do anything crazy or mm-hmm. illegal or anything.
It was kind of similar when my parents would leave for the whole summer.
Yeah.
I mean, we threw parties and stuff, but we didn't do anything. You know,
we did do stuff illegal.
Right.
We drank.
All right, fine. Way to go, Debbie Downer. But I'll never forget the only time that I got in trouble with my parents at that age and around that time period. Now, I used to sneak out. Actually, I wouldn't even have to sneak out of my room. I could just, you know, come and go as I pleased. And I would go off and, you know, underage drink, and we don't support that. But, you know, get into stuff like that. Never got in trouble for it. The one time I got in trouble, if someone called me from a party.
You told the story.
Did I tell the story about?
I don't remember this.
God, the roller coaster story now.
No.
Oh, yeah, you did.
About being the designated driver.
And then you came back home and your parents were waiting on you and they thought you were out drinking, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, Nick, when you were asleep, somebody called you to come get them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you did tell that. I thought you said about the roller coaster up in Massachusetts where you were.
Well, he did try to tell that one again, too.
I know, but you got me confused.
So is this the direction that you're taking the show in? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm not a fan of it.
Negative direction.
It's not working out.
This is his new direction he wants to take the show.
Way to go, Mr. Lennon.
Now, I just want to make sure that we're not repeating stories. Okay?
Here, sign this album cover for me and turn your back to that guy with the gun.
Oh, God.
You called him Mr. Lennon.
Oh, my gosh. Why do you look confused?
That's mean.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, you guys, and we talked about this beforehand.
He's
some
not
of
the one married to Yoko, though.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you talk about mean. Wow. Yeah,
we're opening Pandora's boxes here.
She just walked through here.
Hey, I'm not trying to change the direction of the show. Apparently,
Ringo.
Ringo over here.
Yeah, because if we change the direction at all, you wouldn't be able to come.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Oh.
You wouldn't be able to, if we change the direction at all, you wouldn't be able to be there.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh yeah, someone didn't take their pseudo bulbar medicine today.
Good times.
But anyway, I was going to talk about the you guys running around with your scanners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our handheld.
See, I didn't do this either.
Me and David.
Well, that was when you were skateboarding or whatever.
That wasn't high school.
It was later because I had the Blazer. I was living with Glenda that might have been before. I bought the Blazer before I met her.
Yeah.
That's what I was driving when I met her.
The Blazer.
My mama made me go get the air conditioner. The air conditioner didn't work on it when I bought it. And because I didn't use the air conditioner anyway. I always rolled the windows down. Yeah. Well, she told me, she says, you're going to get that air conditioner fixed. I was like, for what? She said, you're getting married. You're going on a honeymoon. You're going to have a woman in there. She's going to want the air conditioner. You go get it fixed. All right. So I went and got it fixed.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, she said women shouldn't be riding around without air conditioning.
Well, they shouldn't.
Their makeup falls off.
But anyway, David had a little handheld programmable scanner. We used to ride around listening to cordless phone calls. It wasn't nothing for us to ride up to the college and just hit scan. And, it scanned the cordless phone calls. There were only about 9 or 10 frequencies they would operate on.
Uh-huh.
And we had them all punched in. It would scan through. And every now and again, one would pick up. And one particular phone call I remember hearing about was this girl apparently was calling home. And she was upset because people were having parties and not inviting her to them or something.
So really?
She called her mom to complain about it. And her mama told her, just, come on home if you want for the weekend. Don't worry about them, da-da-da-da-da.
Poor girl.
But the other thing we would always do was we would drive by your house and see if you were on the cordless phone and what you were talking about. And we would even go as far as to, because you couldn't pick it up and keep riding. If you picked it up, you had to sit there and listen.
Right, right.
So I would roll down the back window of my Blazer. I would drive by your house, slow down a little bit. David would dive out the back window.
And there's really on that road nowhere to dive out safely.
No, it was onto the asphalt.
Yeah, I mean, it was asphalt and then the little side parts.
The little dirt, yeah.
Yeah, it was like hard clay dirt.
Yeah. Well, he would dive out, roll off the road, and run up near your yard and hide in the bushes and listen. We'd ride around the block 3 or 4 times and to see if you would ever pick the phone up. And I think one night we actually parked, right before you would get your house, there was that little dark spot next to the fence.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a great,
nobody would see you.
That was a great
place.
We
parked there one night and heard you in there talking to Darcy.
Oh, my gosh.
She was so nice.
We'll leave that conversation.
You were a real jackass.
I was. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was terrible.
Yep.
To that girl.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah. No. Nah. What about you, Mr. Wilson?
What?
Any devious things like that? What? Don't you suck me down in your private little world.
Yeah, you used to listen to cell phone calls back when it was old analog systems.
They would pick up cell phones, too.
And that same scanner?
Yeah.
Now, you could get both sides of the conversation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting at my house listening to somebody in Timbsville talk to their girlfriend about picking shrooms one night.
Oh, I just remembered another conversation we happened on.
The guy said, you just go out in the cow pasture and wherever the cows were, dropping patties a month ago, look around for these little mushrooms. You just pick them out and snip the bottoms off, put them in a baggie, and there you go.
And
make tea out of it or eat them. Or
I still don't understand whoever came up with that idea of eating mushrooms.
Yeah, how?
I don't know. How do we discover that milk comes out of a cow? Who was that first brave guy that
probably
checked it out?
Some relative of Steve's, I would imagine.
Or ate a chicken egg.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about where that comes from.
Yeah.
Well, a chicken egg could have fallen into some kind of hot spring or something and boiled.
Do you remember the movie Caveman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, something like that. Exactly. There you go.
Just like that.
Perfect.
Ooh.
Another conversation that David and I happened upon one night. We were riding down somewhere down near the college. I can't remember. It was, picked upon something, so we stopped the car and started listening. And it was a couple of guys talking. One of them sounded a little feminine, and they were talking back and forth, and one of them apparently was in California, and the other one was here in town. And the guy in California was talking or something, and the guy here started telling him how his voice was making him tingle. And about that point, I realized what we had wandered up on.
Awkward.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this probably isn't the...
record that and
The guy actually started talking about and he probably was just running his mouth, but he was talking about a singer from California, a very well-known musician, and how he was apparently gay and this guy knew him and they hung out and this and that, and
that was Ben's brush with greatness.
Yeah
Overheard a conversation about somebody else in another state that might be
gay. And the one guy that because with the scanner, you could, you could tell how close you were to whoever's signal you were
louder.
Picking up. It would get louder and clearer. And apparently the only house that was nearby was directly across the street from us and had a light on inside. And so it had to be. And I think that house is actually torn down now.
Really?
Yeah.
So sad.
It really was.
Speaking of other devious things, I remember, actually, I think it was the night that the, what was the video that we have up online?
The Bull Brown video.
Bull Brown video. I think it was the night that that was made or somewhere near that time.
I know where you're going.
It just started off as, we started doing a series of trying to tape stuff. And I don't know if you've ever found that one, but we were trying to do cops.
Mm-hmm.
We did cops.
And we had this stupid fluorescent light. I don't know where we got it from because we needed lighting in the car.
That's right, because they always had lighting in the cars on cops.
So what they did is...
We were driving Sean's grandma's car.
Yeah, because it was a Caprice.
It was a Caprice.
It was when the old cop cars were Caprices. And it was a fluorescent, like, long light. And we set it on the floorboard in the front seat to cascade the light.
That's right. Yeah,
you felt authentic.
And, That's right.
Actually, we
it didn't look bad.
Not really. I mean, for the limited resources we had.
Who was it when we went to your door and knocked on the door, and your roommate answered, and we were like, "Hey, we're the police, and we're here for." Where he had a disturbance. Could you describe the guy? And he starts describing him. And Sean, who's holding the camera, looks down and thinks, oh, crap, he's describing me.
And then he takes off and goes around to where my landlord is. And on video, where it's supposed to be, high intense chasing,
that's
I'm
right.
like, don't go there. My landlord's there. My landlord's Sean, there.
Sean's like, oh. And he turns around and runs back towards us and then by us and then around the other way. And remember, we knocked on, it was the girls that lived in the apartment next to you.
Oh, Tanya and Amy.
Yeah.
Tanya and Amy.
And Amy answered the door like, no, we ain't. Bam, just shut the door in her face. And we were like, okay.
That's not going to look good on the movie.
Not at all.
But during this time frame, I had one of the many soirees, if you will, at the house, the apartment. The apartment became the new bedroom of 411 Shamrock Lane.
Mm-hmm.
It was 411 Shamrock Lane extension.
Yep.
What
was that car dealership that was right at? Like
Bartels.
I was thinking Beno's, but I knew that was Bartels. That was it.
But it's a Kia place now.
Behind the Sunrise Restaurant, which was actually good food.
Right.
Right behind there.
You lived very close to there, didn't you, Cliff, for a little while?
Yeah. Right down the street.
Did you really?
On Palmetto Street. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the opposite side of the highway.
900 square foot house.
It was tiny.
Ugh. Wow.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
That was when we were first getting into computers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was where I was dialing BBSs.
That's right.
I don't remember that.
It was 1994.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. But anyway, so during one of these nightly escapades, there was a couple, because my bedroom saw more action from other people using it than me.
Still that way.
Let's tell who I was there first. Well, sans one name.
I think we're going to, I mean.
Or should we, it was me, you, and Sean. We were there.
Yeah, I know it was the three of us.
There was a young female there that wanted to talk to a friend of ours who was also there.
Right.
We're not going to mention either one of their names?
No, let's just leave. We'll just leave it at that.
All right.
We'll just leave it at that. And if they know the story, they'll know it's them. But we don't want to call them quite out yet.
Well, one of them wouldn't mind.
And
nothing ended up happening.
Yeah, nothing happened at all.
I was there that night, but I was out with Wendy.
Probably with Wendy, yeah.
Wendy, somewhere else, and we showed up late.
That's right.
But I had the bedroom decked out, with all the glow-in-the-dark stars. Mm-hmm. That you would turn the light on, them glowing.
You had the traffic cone over the lamp in there, too.
Yeah, I think,
With the Peralta sticker or some kind of skateboard sticker on it.
Powell Peralta.
Yeah.
I had the bedroom set for the mood, but never for myself.
Not for you. Well, it didn't start in your bedroom either.
No. Okay. But it always ended. You go ahead and fill it in.
Here's what happened. We were. This was a devious plan between Sean, TJ, and myself.
I'm ashamed of myself.
I kind of am too, but not really. We were young. Sue us. Whatever. Sean had a video camera, and I don't even know if he came up with a plan or we did or it was a mutual thing. I don't know. But anyway, this couple were talking to each other, you know, chit-chatting or whatever, and they adjourned to your roommate's bedroom. So we were like, hey, there's an idea. Let's get Sean with the video camera to hide in the closet and film them while they're in the bed.
In my room.
In your room.
Yeah.
But then the problem became, well, how do we get them in your room? Because they're not in your room. They're in your roommate's room. And TJ's like,
fire drill.
Here it is. TJ's like, I got it. Sean, you go hide in the closet. I'm going to go in there and tell them my roommate's all the way home from the beach. He's going to be here and very shortly, and they need to go on in my room.
Yeah. Hey, I was being nice. I was still offering up a bedroom.
You did do that. So, and apparently you interrupted, like,
Beginnings.
Yeah, the beginnings. And once they got to your room, it did never really materialize.
Totally killed the mood.
Yeah. So, because the guy even told us later, he was like, when TJ came in there and started telling me that we had to go to my room or his room, I was like, what the world's he doing? Why is he doing this to me? So anyway, they comply. They get up and they go into TJ's room and we tell them, well, Sean's already out in the truck in my blazer. Sean's already out in the blazer and we're going to head down to the Burger King.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back later. So they think they're in the house alone. Oh, God, I feel terrible. But anyway, so we go to the Burger King, and we're gone for maybe, what, half an hour?
I don't think we were gone
maybe
that long.
Maybe 25, 20 minutes.
20 minutes, maybe.
It wasn't long. The Burger King was a good little piece up the road. We got a couple of Whoppers, I remember, and some drinks.
Yeah.
Well, we come back, and the couple in question is sitting in the living room.
We start going,
and we look, and we're like, where is Sean? So we go in. I think we went in and you started talking to them. And so I decide to go outside and said, well, maybe Sean's, you know, cause he can't come out of the house. He's got to come out the window.
Yeah.
So I go outside. Well, Sean's stuck in the window. He can't get out because it's too far of a drop.
Yeah.
And so
he was trying to go out head first
and he couldn't do it. So I ended up having to go out there and basically hug him and pull him out the window. So it would look like he came back in from the blazer.
Oh.
Anyway, the girl ends up leaving a few minutes later after me and Sean get in the house, and we're telling the other guy about this, and he's like, man, y'all should have told me something. He was like, I'd have threw the covers back and turned the light on in the ceiling, but what happened, Sean? Because we asked Sean, well, did you get anything filmed? He said, I didn't get nothing filmed. I couldn't see shit. And I was like, well, what happened? He says, well, he said, I was sitting there. And I turned the camera on, and it started filming, you know, it started going, but it started making this sound. So I reached up to pull a shirt down off of TJ's to wrap the camera with, and the whole freaking shirt thing fell down.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I don't know how they didn't hear that, or the hanger, something fell.
No, I think it was like several, like a bunch.
Yeah, like several shirts.
Significant sound.
And then he wraps it up, but then he said it was too dark, and you couldn't see anything anyway, so it didn't matter.
Well, I couldn't, and thinking back on it, poorly executed, because it was shutter closet doors.
Yeah,
there were
French doors.
But they had the slats in them, like, you know, like blinds or shutters outside.
He was going to have to crack them to be able to see through.
And I think he was trying to film, like, try to get the camera up high enough to be able to see through.
It was just too dark. And, you know, at the time, that plan was genius.
Oh, it was the best.
But, you know, 20-something years later now.
Poorly executed.
That was an awful plan.
That was just terrible.
You want to plant cameras now. You know who to call.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
now it's,
get you a DVR. I get you a 16 camera shoot set up, night vision, whatever you need. Yeah. You can record all kind of people having sex in your house.
Yeah.
If that's your thing.
Well, it was only fun then.
Well, you know, something similar.
Oh, it's fun
happened.
Now.
Something similar happened at a party. Remember, we talked about, this is awful. We talked about, and I might have told this before. I don't know, but hell, I'll tell it again.
I don't know. The guy that's taking the show in the new direction will certainly let you know about it.
Oh, that's absolutely. We talked about Cindy the Deaf Girl. Remember her? The one I decided to look on Facebook for Cindy the Deaf Girl, and a profile popped up.
Yep. Did it?
Yeah, it did. I just looked it up. Cindy the Deaf Girl, an actual, and it might be her. I don't know, but I couldn't believe it. I even mentioned, I said, Crowley, seriously, you want me to Google Cindy the Deaf Girl? And sure enough, But anyway.
You know how many hits her Facebook is about to get now? Everyone's going to be looking for Cindy the Death Girl.
Anyway, Sean was good and lit that night. And she kind of liked Sean, which who didn't?
Yeah, I mean, Sean was the Justin Timberlake of our crew.
He was, but he was so awkward.
He was. I mean, it's almost like he didn't know it. I think that was what his problem was. He was like, you know.
Yeah. But so we had come up with this plan where I was going to hide in the closet, and he was going to get her in there, and I was going to bust out and scare him. You know, she's deaf. I don't know how that was going to work. But and that also played it. That also factored into what happened. So anyway, I get in there, and they come in, and her back is to me. Well, I start thinking, you know, this is a bad idea. She's liable to smack the piss out of me or something and scare her. So I go to open the closet doors, and they're stuck. And I can't get them open, so I'm shaking them. And Sean, he's drunk, and he's laughing. He sees him shaking. He knows I'm in there. And she's in his face going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, whatever she was saying. I mean, seriously, I couldn't. I don't know
don't
what
worry.
She was saying.
No deaf people listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm just, I don't know what she was saying. That's just, okay, she was wagging her finger. Okay. Whatever she was saying to him, I don't know. And I'm standing shaking. Sean, open the. I'm stuck in here, and he's well. Finally, she realizes he's laughing at something behind her. She spins around and looks and sees the closet door shaking. So she grabs the handles and turns them and opens them up.
Oh God!
And sees me in there. She's like, bah, 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 bah. And she starts wagging her finger and hollering at me. And I was like, no, no, you don't understand.
And what was she saying?
Hell if I know. She was cursing me out. I reckon. I don't know.
Oh God.
Very, very poorly executed plan. That was a horrible.
But at the moment,
it was perfect.
Genius.
It was genius. Yeah, that was going to work. Cliff, I think that was the night I carried Emma home for, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that was the same auspicious that was the, occasion.
That was the same party.
Oh, wow. There were a lot of things that happened at that party that we've talked about and we will not talk about either.
That's right, yeah.
Some will be locked in the vault forever.
Oh, yes.
Did you get drunk?
Yes. Too drunk to carry her home.
I think he had to carry her. I think this was the same party that Randy Haynes had come to, and Randy used to get these really bad migraines. And I'm still paying for this. I took took one for the team that night, and here 24 years later or whatever it is, I'm still paying for this one. There was a girl who was all over Randy that night, and he had a migraine. He was just sick to his stomach. He was laying on the couch. He was like, Ben, please, please help me get this girl away from me. Act like you like her. You know, maybe she'll, you know. I was like, all right. So I started trying to, you know, divert her attention from him because so she would leave him alone because she was all over it, too. It was ridiculous. So I pretended like I liked her. I still get people asking me, oh, you still like such and such? I was like, no, I didn't like her then, you know.
That's a wingman right there.
Boy, I'm telling you. That 20-something years later, I'm still paying for that one.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's because of this wing. I don't know if we've told this story about meeting Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
King Wingman over here decided, we saw that Rebecca, I'd become friends with her on Facebook at your request.
And this is the woman you're married to.
Yeah,
now,
the woman I'm married to.
So everybody's clear.
AKA Yono.
Yoko.
Oh, yeah, Yoko. Sorry, what last
Yono?
Yono.
Did you call her Yoda?
Oh, whatever.
Did you call her Yogurt?
Yogurt. The Schwartz be with you.
Now, it was the three of us that went, right?
Me, you, and Crowley. There's some pictures that we took that night. That was right after I got my camera.
Yeah, you're right, right.
And you and Crowley with the snack dip helmet on.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The hood. Crowley trying to look like a badass.
So we roll up out there and meet her, and we decided to play a game of pool.
Played some pool.
Which you and I cheated. Was that the night that we cheated at pool?
I don't remember cheating.
No, there was one night because we were playing, and it was us against. I think it was me and you against her and Crowley.
We wouldn't have had to cheat,
but she's good.
She's not better than me though.
And we were tanking, and we would walk by. And
did you see the shirt she had on?
Well, there was reason that we were tanking.
Okay.
So but anyway, so it's coming to the end of the night, and King Wingman here. This is Wingman. This is advanced Wingman. I mean, this is like undergraduate studies. He comes up to me, Rebecca's standing next to me, and he's with Crowley. He's like, look, I got to take Crowley home. If I leave, are you going to have a ride home? Wink, wink, nod, nod. And so I was like, on cue, I looked at her, I was like, I don't know, am I going to have a ride home? She's like, oh yeah, you'll have a ride home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan fades away. Swish.
Got a ride home.
That's the game.
Oh, chicka bow wow. Buckle, 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 wow, wow.
And now 4 years later.
Four glorious yeasts later.
Yeast.
You want to tell that one real quick?
Oh, yeah. It was our anniversary, and I did the thing that Ben hates the most.
Oh, yes. The public Facebook, I love you, which Glenda did the same thing to me.
See?
For our 20th anniversary last week. So.
And happy belated anniversary.
Thank you.
But anyway, so I was, and of course, I was doing it on my phone, and I was texting and driving, which is illegal now.
Oh, good job.
Hey, the law wasn't in effect then. I'm not getting in trouble now. But and I've got one of the Samsung phones, finger over the letters, and it'll type out the word for you. It really does a bad job of figuring out what you're trying to say. Because instead of being 4 years together, it was four yeasts.
Four incredible yeasts.
Yeasts together.
Sound like y'all need to...
How in the hell... I mean, that's not a smartphone.
Don't you proofread?
Not while I'm texting and driving. I figured I had it and hit send and I'm ready to go.
And of course, I pounced right on it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, and that was it. And so for an anniversary gift, I got her a loaf of French bread.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess the two lessons out of that, don't text and drive.
Yeah.
And for God's sakes, especially with the three of you, proofread everything.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's stuff that I put up on Facebook, and all I can do is mm-hmm. I feel Cliff
mm-hmm.
standing over my
I'm
shoulder.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
There's a reason I do it.
I mean, it is
I know
to make
you
sure.
guys aren't stupid.
I know. We're
and
just
I'm
doing
talking
it.
About everybody. I know you're not stupid, and I can't help but correct you to make you not look stupid to everybody else.
Look at this.
And my dad did it to me.
Well, I mean, it is.
Me
I mean,
and him. No, he and I. He did it to me my whole life. Until I got it right.
Well, and eventually I'll get it right. But I just want to know, what in the hell are you doing over there right
grinder.
Now?
I'm looking.
He's on Grindr.
No. I'm looking at the reflection.
It
of
doesn't
the,
even. Yeah, it's not even on.
I'm looking at the reflection of the window.
Hit me up on bear411.com.
And I'm just like,
oh, we have to post that photo.
I'm oh, like, yeah. Have you seen it, TJ?
I'm is like this, drawing.
Oh, he hasn't seen it.
I don't know if
it.
I have
like
seen
just
it.
Just drawing little pictures on the screen in my finger grease.
What? How lovely.
Holy God.
I'm going to get you some finger paints and you'll be occupied for days.
Get him an Etch-A-Sketch, for Christ's sake.
I've completely lost my train of thought now because Crowley's talking about drawing finger paintings with his finger grease on his phone face.
On the phone screen. I'm sorry, you know, oh I was listening to what y'all were talking about, but, you know.
You were enthralled. I actually thought you were having some sort of an episode.
I'm going to get a sip of Diet Coke now.
Okay.
Hey, one of our friends
again,
on Facebook.
This is the new direction yep. we're taking. Oh, yeah. No, I have seen that. Okay. Yeah. Isn't that up?
No, but it will be.
Okay. I thought it was.
It is not going to be up. You will not put that on.
You don't even know what the hell it is.
Oh, I thought it was the one you made after the.
No.
I'm like, no.
No.
The first one you can put up of the one with all the cats around.
Yeah, that's already up there.
Okay.
Your affinity for cats.
That's right.
I want to tell him something else, but I can't.
Cliff was talking about his dad, you know, making him say something right. I've got a friend of mine who I used to talk to her online and stuff, and anytime I would say a lot, I would always make it one word.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always get corrected. It's two words. Two words, a lot. A lot is not one word.
Really?
Yeah, it's two words.
It is two words.
And to this day, every time I say or type out a lot,
mm-hmm. you remember
I,
that.
I remember that and make sure it's two.
I mean, it is. I mean, you know, and I don't say it, you know, what Cliff does is a negative thing. It just causes me to stop and think because, you know, most typos are just.
Well, you're and you're.
I've got another friend who used to spell headache, H-E-A-D-A-C-K-E.
Oh, yeah.
And she would do it one word, and I was like, oh, God, forever. I would just like, oh, God, I want to tell her so bad, so bad. Finally, I sent her a message one day. I said, it's headache, A-C-H-E. So now she spells it right, but she separates. It's head ache. And I was like, oh.
Hey, you know what? Just take the small victories.
I did. I do.
I mean, you've learned that as a parent. Take the small victories.
But then also, she spells through THREW. Mm-hmm. And that one burns me up. I'm like, oh, you know, I want to tell her.
The through and through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I want to tell her so bad.
Your.
Two, two, and two.
It's THROUGH.
There, there, and there.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're all tricky.
No, they're not tricky.
They're
at
not
all.
Tricky at all. Kidding. If you think,
no, it's
maybe
not tricky.
They're tricky for you, Yeasty.
they just didn't pay. It. They just didn't
fresh.
Pay attention in school.
Instead of Beefy Boy, you should be Yeasty
no,
Boy.
It's
beefy
not that they boy. Didn't pay attention at school. They probably got it right. Now they just right. don't care.
They just, yeah, just, they just don't care.
They don't care.
Well, texting, the new
it's
texting language
throwaway.
Is becoming the new language.
Not yeah, for me. It's
not, not, I mean, not me either.
Nope. I mean, it's just, you know,
we're
so
old
much
fogies.
Easier.
It's garbage.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about, you know, like my oldest daughter.
It's like, and Cliff will know this, is like leet speak.
Yeah.
No, we do have one friend who does textanese.
Oh, yeah. I have to decipher. Well, it's David. I'll tell you this. David, he'll shorten words because he's trying to fit so much in there. And right. Sometimes I really have to look at it and like, all right. Okay.
It's like this garble of numbers and letters.
It. And it makes sense once you can figure out what he's saying.
It's like one of those things you always see him put up on Facebook. If you can read this,
yes.
you have a special mind. And yeah. and sadly, I can read all of them, and I don't know if I have a special
well,
mind
you know,
in
been,
a good way.
I've been reading David's text so long, I pretty much, it's like learning another language.
Yeah.
I've got it now.
Can you imagine 500 years from now,
oh, I mean,
them writing to be the number two and a letter B? And that would be official English?
Oh, my God. Hey, well, they've added all those.
Maybe not 500 years from now. Maybe 100 or 150 years from now.
Did you say the letter 2?
I meant the number 2.
And the number B?
No, I said the number 2 and the letter
B. You're
going to
get corrected. You know that.
I thought. Well,
you're in school.
Maybe you did, and I heard it wrong.
You're in school.
Well, we didn't record this, so nobody will be able to tell.
Yeah, no one's listening anyway.
You can't play it back, so.
Nobody's listening anyway.
I know.
We'll figure it out later on.
Give everybody a wave. Radio. Can't
nobody
hear you.
Likes
can't see
us.
Well, I'm saying on that, I do want to say a big fat thank you to everyone that has been listening to us. Apparently, as of this point, we are over 8,000 downloads.
Yep.
Total. So, rock out. We did close to, yeah, well, over 450. I guess we can.
Four is 480 something.
Yeah, we can get close to 500 just for last week's alone. So, that's like super.
Yep.
Super cool. I had no idea.
Super unexpected, to be honest.
Completely unexpected. So we want to thank you very much for whatever it is you're doing, listening, sharing, and inviting other people to listen in. I do want to give a shout out to PD Foodie Kevin Barron, who's also been very good in helping us out. And he's got a new adventure, and I can't think of it off the top of my head, his new that he's helping out local podcasts.
Didn't I give you a board to write these things on?
Yeah, you did, but I wasn't
thinking.
You can't
spell them right.
I was, yeah.
He can't read what he writes.
That's right.
I can't read what he writes.
Oh, my God. I have the worst.
I can't read what you type.
God-awful worst penmanship ever, ever, ever.
I don't know. You've never seen my children's handwriting, have you?
I'll tell you who's got just perfect handwriting is Cassie.
Really?
My oldest. I mean, it's like uncanny. I mean, just it's not only very neat and legible, but it's beautiful.
Really?
Handwriting, yeah, and it's all print. Because I don't. Are they even teaching cursive?
Not really.
They're going to actually start back, I've heard.
Yeah, well, I mean.
You just need to learn how to sign your name, and that's
they
about
quit
it.
Yeah. Well, that's what. See, neither one of my children could sign their name because they'd never learned cursive.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to sit down and teach them, and they're 14 and 16.
I mean, that's just, I mean, and I never understood the whole cursive thing.
Well, that's the only thing I write in cursive is my name. That's
right.
It when I sign something.
Yeah, I don't write cursive anymore.
And then even that's a blend of cursive and print.
Mine's scribble. Mine's
especially when I'm in a hurry.
Mine's
terrible.
I'm the only one who has to read what I write generally. It's in
a
ledger.
Yeah, your own notes.
Ledger
yeah.
in the car. So, I mean, I don't really. Nobody else has to read it.
But Kevin Barron does. Is his new adventure is Mufaletta Media.
No, it's Mufaletta.
Mufaletta. Now, see, I've heard him pronounce it Mufaletta.
Well, Mufaletta is a bread.
Okay. Well, Mufaletta Media is what, then we'll go with that. You can check him out. He's got a Facebook page and he's got a website as well.
Twitter.
And Twitter. So go check out Kevin Barron and his new adventures as he is expanding his podcast world, and he's certainly helping us expand our podcast world.
Grassy ass senors and senoritas.
Please don't say grassy ass on my podcast.
It's all part of the new direction. You got to let it go.
I forgot.
Yeah. You got to let it go.
Good taste was let go and let out the window.
All right. I want to share this because I thought this was kind of interesting since we've been all over the place and we normally are. Came across this story. 10 movies that would have been different if their deleted scenes were not deleted. For example, in the movie Frozen, an early version of the script had a scene where sisters Elsa and Anna, and I'm sure everyone's listening knows about Frozen,
nope,
goof around in a dressing room, but it was cut because the directors thought that it diminished the rift between the two and the significance of their reunion. You know, the older one that had all the magic powers hid herself away. She would never come out and play with the little sister, and it caused a rift between the two.
What?
In the
I have
movie
no
Frozen.
Idea what you're talking about.
We don't know
I've
what
never
you're talking
seen
about.
Nobody's seen Frozen?
No. We don't have little children. It's
the we most don't watch children
popular
movies.
Animated movie.
Okay,
so?
I'm a 41-year-old man. I should have went and saw Frozen because it's popular.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Besides, I was looking up how to pronounce Muffaletta.
Freak.
Is it Muffaletta?
That's the Italian pronunciation. The locals apparently say Muffaletta.
Okay.
Muffaletta.
Either way, we'll
that's
give it.
That's not... What is that?
Shut up.
Is he doing the New York
He's
thing again?
He's doing his New York accent
Come on.
Again.
Try it again.
Shut up.
Do it in a New York accent.
Muffaletta.
No. Well, that one, man.
That's New Jersey.
Yeah, really.
I'm talking about shut up. Tell us to shut up like a New Yorker.
Shut up.
What that just sounds that? Like you have an impediment. Sounds like your tongue's too big for your mouth.
Sounds like you're drunk.
Somebody hit him in the head.
He's got brain damage. You should have watched Frozen.
Yeah, you should have, and he wouldn't have been. All right, Frozen. We'll jump into something. We'll jump it.
What?
Do it again.
I'm finished. Frozen. That's it. I'm leaving.
Just, welcome to Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what accent that was.
You people are uncultured little bitches.
Say Frozen again.
Frozen.
Okay. Sounds like a bad German accent.
What's the next movie?
Okay. Awesome? The next movie. I'm sure y'all have seen this one, Pretty Woman.
Nope.
No. Sorry.
Yeah, I did.
We're going to have this conversation again. All right. Well, apparently the original storyline was much darker. Julia Roberts' character was a crack cocaine addict who was going through withdrawal throughout instead of just a whore, and she had to be rescued after being confronted by two drug dealers. Also, hang on, the original script also had Richard Gere leaving her back in the gutter at the end of the movie.
Damn. That sounds like a better version.
Completely.
Crowley.
They should have made that one.
Crowley, tell her to get back in the gutter in that New York accent.
Do it. Do it.
Get back in the gutter.
Yep, German. That's it.
Go get back in that gutter.
What was that?
Your whore.
It's hua.
Your whore.
Now, that's
what
are you, Jewish?
Hebrew.
What is that? That sounded Hebrew. Oh.
Yeah, we are offending people on so many levels today.
Who cares?
I love it. All right, now who saw The Ring?
Nope.
I did.
No, sorry.
I did. I did. I got
Japanese movie.
I went to theater with somebody to see that.
I didn't see it, but apparently
you and your mom went and saw The Ring.
Hey, Mama got a good
My
movie
mom
for us.
Did not go with me
to go see this. Steven's
Wait
brother.
A minute. I think you might have seen a different version of The Ring.
Oh, yeah.
Nuva Ring.
No. No.
What?
That's a birth control.
The Nuva Ring.
Dun, dun, dun.
Your mother's 70 years old and she's on the Nuva Ring?
Wow.
No.
Rock ass. Steven's mama.
I just thought that would be funny if I changed the
homes?
Name of the movie to Nuva Ring.
That's what happens when you're in a home like that. All
That's
those,
right.
All those people.
Mm. Anyway.
What happened in the
like
ring?
Like spring break.
A deleted scene featured Chris Cooper as a child rapist and murderer who asks Naomi Watts' character to help him clear his name. The movie ends with her giving him the cursed videotape. And apparently, if I know anything about it, there's a videotape that's cursed and it's got a ring on it. If you see it, then now you're cursed.
Okay. If you watch it within 7 days, you'll die.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, you You watch the video.
That must be that.
You've got the curse.
Okay. That must be like that thing from Portlandia.
You have to find somebody else to watch the video within 7 days.
Okay.
If you get somebody else to watch the video, then through the curse is lifted off you and put on them.
Okay, that's the,
if you don't, then in 7 days you get killed.
That was the thing in Portlandia
by the ghost itself.
He was trying to get the girl to watch the cabinet of Dr. such as
Caligari.
Dr. Caligari. Mm-hmm. And what happened when she finally watched it? It took him forever to talk her into it. She became the mailman, and he was free. So that was the curse, I guess.
Yeah. It's like the monkey's paw.
It was a play.
See, I didn't
see
play
on that.
It's a story. The story, right. All right, here we go. Now, everyone's seen this one, Back to the Future 3.
Yeah. Well, you said that about the first four.
Okay.
I've seen Back to the Future 3.
Back to the Future 3. A deleted scene, Buford Mad Dog Tannen was not only arrested for robbing the Pine City stagecoach, he was also charged with murdering Marshall James Strickland.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Marshall James Strickland.
I didn't see it.
No. All right. Something about Mary.
We need to crank the sound effects machine
that.
Up again.
Sequence where Jeffrey Tambor, a recovering addict, falls off the wagon. He drinks a beer, snorts a ton of coke, and is swallowed whole by his pet python.
I don't remember which one was.
I don't remember who that one was. Who
Jeffrey Tambor.
It's Tambor.
Well, who is he?
Jeffrey.
Say it in a New York accent.
Yeah, say it in a New York accent.
Jeffrey Tambor.
What is that?
That's an impediment, I'm telling you. That's a bifurcated tongue or something.
Pam Buttendeck. I'm shouting out to you. You're a New Yorker. Help me out here.
Oh, yeah. I think even she's shaking her head like, what in the hell is he doing? Let's see here. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. There was originally a backstory for Charlie Sheen's troubled character showing Ferris trying and failing to help him.
Okay.
That would have changed the movie if they left that in there.
Yeah.
Think.
It would have made it longer. That's about it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because then Ferris would have failed at something.
Yeah, and he can't fail. American Beauty.
No.
I saw that.
Vaguely remember seeing that one.
Kevin Spacey, that's all.
It was pretty dark.
A deleted sequence where Chris Cooper frames Tora Birch and Wes Bentley for the murder of Kevin Spacey's character, and they're actually convicted of the crime. Does that make sense to
No.
Not to me.
Didn't see it.
He killed himself in the movie.
Yeah, but this one would be.
Yeah, he actually killed himself.
Oh, wait, I know who Jeffrey Tant, what character that was. You remember?
He used to be on a bunch of shows and movies in the 70s and 80s.
Yep, you remember the part where you've seen Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
when the Matt Dillon character was on the, he was talking to the guy who was laying on the couch in his bathrobe and his underwear, and a dog kept coming and eating
yeah,
his
yeah, yeah.
That guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
That
he had
been,
a very small part in the movie.
That would have been funny as hell.
He was in a ton of movies and sitcoms throughout the 70s and 80s.
Well, he's the father on Arrested Development.
See, I've never seen that.
Oh, okay.
The whole series is on Netflix.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Even the new series. It's good. Never mind. That's homework. That's like homework.
It is homework.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Originally had
which version?
This is the movie.
There's two.
Rick Moranis.
Is it original? The remake?
No, I'm looking to see if it it doesn't say.
Anyway.
But it says the movie originally had the stage musical's dark ending where the plant eats Seymour and Audrey and then rampages through Manhattan Godzilla style. But the movie changed that up and Seymour electrocuted the plant.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly Seymour.
That was such a dumb good movie.
Yeah, it was. That's a good way to describe it. Steve Martin, the crazy dentist.
Oh my God, that's Fatal Attraction. Alternate ending has Glenn Close's character committing suicide by cutting her throat, while Madame Butterfly plays in the background and Michael Douglas being framed for her death.
I think I've read that before.
This is a good one. Return of the Jedi, first draft, didn't end with a celebration on Endor originally. Han Solo was going to die, and Luke was so broken down by his confrontation with Darth Vader that he couldn't join Princess Leia in defeating the Empire. Where would we go from there?
I don't know.
It wouldn't be Disney. All these other movies.
Ask Disney. They're about to go there.
Yeah. I want to see that though. I think
I am interested
in episode 7 or whatever.
Yeah, episode 7, yeah. Which is it's on a little bit of a delay, and that was the end of the movies. Is on a little bit of a delay because Harrison Ford broke his leg.
Yeah, his leg or his ankle?
That was actually his leg. Okay. It was rumored that he just hurt his ankle, then the ankle was broken, but now it is his left leg, and he had to have surgery to repair it. And
well, you know, old people like that don't heal up fast.
How old is he? 1,000?
He's 71, I think.
I mean, for real?
Yeah, I think he's 71.
I mean, I'm just very interested to see how they're going to incorporate all these folks in. Because, I don't think they've come up with a name yet.
I don't think they're going to be playing like the heroes of the movie. It's probably going to be younger actors and actresses. They're going to be there as the wise ones.
Yeah, they'll be there as, you know, themselves. Just older.
Years later, yeah.
But Carrie Fisher did get into shape for that one. And
Jackson
didn't look too bad.
Really?
He'll actually be 72 this year.
72. And he's still married to Skin and Bones?
McBeal.
Yeah, Calista Flockhart, yeah.
Who needs to eat more than a sandwich?
From 2010. So that meant he married her when he was, what, like 68?
And she was 15?
Something like that.
Calista Flockhart.
Oh, God.
Really?
Say this. I'll park your car on the street for a quarter.
I'll park your car on the street for a quarter.
That's part Boston.
Y'all have been to Boston.
Yes.
You and Steve.
We have been to Boston.
We did go to Boston.
And we've got pictures.
Yeah, we do.
Cheers bar.
We did, to the Bull and Finch.
Oh, wait, I'm waiting for somebody to go, we should scan those in. Yeah, those of us who don't have access to them can't scan them.
I'll have to find them. They're around here. I know where they are.
They're somewhere here. I'll get to them.
I have them in this big photo album. They're in this big photo album. Somewhere in my neighbor's attic, locked in a box.
You might have them tucked in the penis pump box.
They might be. I think they're in the same location. But the Bull and Finch was very cool. Looks absolutely nothing like the Cheers bar.
On the inside.
Because one of them is a bar, and one of them is a TV studio.
Right.
Right.
But now they have actually built the Cheers bar in Boston. As a bar.
Okay.
But the Bull and Finch, and you know what they got paid?
No.
Cheers?
Who?
Or the Bull and Finch to use that outside?
How much?
I think the original deal was like $25. But they got all the licensing after the show to sell all the merchandise.
That's probably pretty good.
They're doing fine.
Like a Lucas deal.
Yeah, because we went like in the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And
what y'all go up there for? I don't know.
We just went to go
to visit Cindy.
Yeah.
Cindy was still up there.
Cindy and Steph, and
Stephanie
was
a baby,
2, 3 maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that must have been right before she moved here.
It was right before. I think
it
they
was
came
the
down
summer,
the next
it
year.
It was the summer of 1993,
and I can't remember. I was working at the radio station, I believe.
Probably, yeah. That's...
Or it. Is it possible? No, I worked at Quality TV later than that.
Oh, my God, Quality TV.
I'm going to have to get Sean in here because that's a whole show in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. And then we went to a bar one night with Cindy and her friend. Oh, my God.
Bonnie.
I see her. Bonnie.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend.
Was Cindy still dating the Chinese
And there
guy?
Was like a...
No.
No.
And there was like a 12-year-old girl in the bar.
Yes.
Partying. And we were like... we were shot in shock. We're like
dumbfounded.
These people were giving this little girl beer.
Yeah,
she was getting beer from the bar. She had to be about 12 years old, and we were
that
like,
was in Northampton.
The hell, yeah! And we were just like in shock all night because this girl was partying in there.
But that was do you remember this? We get halfway there. We decide we're going to drive halfway. We're going to get a hotel and then drive the rest of the way because it's a 14-hour trip. We stop in D.C. In the ghetto.
Ended up in Compton.
And so we're like, let's just get the room. We'll just sneak in there. We'll get some sleep, and then we're going to go. We get in there, and holy God, I've only seen hotels like this on television. I mean, it was two...
The place was horrible.
Crappy beds, cinder block walls, and the air conditioner didn't work.
Dang. What? It wasn't a name brand hotel?
It was a name brand, I think. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what it was?
It was probably like a Super 8 or Motel 6
It was a Motel 6. That's exactly what it was. Because
we used the book. You know those books they used to give you with all the locations in America?
Cheap hourly rates.
Yeah.
Paid by the hour. So we laid there. And we may have napped for like 2 hours. And then we finally just both looked at each other and said, this ain't happening.
This ain't working. Yeah.
Jump in the car. We're back out of here. So we jumped back on the road.
Those were the days before GPS. So you couldn't find the decent hotel areas. Yeah.
It's a Motel 6. I know they have some decent places. Let's go there.
Yeah.
Not that night.
And being at that time, we were like, what, early 20s?
We're at least 21.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we had a lot of money. So we had to find a 30 buck.
Right.
Room and
right.
I mean, and it was every bit $30.
Yeah.
You might have overpaid.
Oh, God. Yeah. Thinking we'd get the luxury suite. And I hope to God that wasn't it, because that was just terrible.
Y'all would have been like the Dumb and Dumber, where they ended up with the honeymoon suite and the heart-shaped tub.
Hey, you know what? It would have been better.
Yeah, it would have been better than what we stayed in. And then on the way back, we opted to just keep going.
Yeah, I was like, we try to stop it again. We're like, no.
We were ready to get home.
It's about 14 hours.
I was going to say, because I think Adam drove it when he moved up there for a week.
We split driving.
He was dating a girl who, I can't remember if they were living together. He'll have to clear this up. I'm sure he will once he hears this. But she decided that they were going to move to Massachusetts with some family of hers. Well, he was like, okay, that's cool. Because she made it out to sound like it was going to be great. You know, they had their own place, plenty of room. Well, they get up there, and these people living in like a two-room apartment. And Adam parked his truck on the street, ended up getting a ticket.
Yep.
Because, he didn't know.
Yeah,
The street cleaner comes through, and you have to have your truck off. And I think he said the parking lot for the apartment building was in it, just a complete sheet of ice. And they were up there like, I mean, they might have stayed there 2 days, and he's like, uh-uh.
This
going
ain't
back,
happening.
Going back.
And there really are. I mean, the town that I lived in, the city I lived in, Holyoke, beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful town.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just wherever they went.
But if you're not a native and you don't know, the street rules, especially on some of those smaller streets.
Well, you would think that her family that they were staying with, I mean,
would have said.
And it was like two of them with like three or four children. I mean, it was like people in this one apartment. It was just super crowded.
No,
I don't even think Adam and her had a room. Which she was a loser anyway.
No. Well, but hey, he got a story and an experience.
That's true. He definitely got that.
But what else? We went to the aquarium in Boston.
We took one day and we drove down to Hartford because you wanted to go look at that and
Whalers.
Tour that radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
WTIC.
We went and looked at that radio station. So we went to Hartford, Connecticut for a day.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Is that where the aquarium was? No, we went to the Boston Aquarium.
Did y'all go antiquing, too?
And then then they did some scrapbooking after.
Did you get some Amish fudge? And
We chose our favorite.
We went to Gymboree at the mall.
Actually, we did.
Because Cindy worked at Gymboree when we were up there visiting her.
We got the special fudge with the nuts in it.
So we go pick Cindy up from work.
Gymboree
at the mall.
Oh, yeah, she was the assistant manager or something like that. And did that mall was fantastic, was it not?
Did y'all hold hands while you walked through the mall?
No, he wouldn't.
He and Cindy?
He's not
They're
into
cousins, Ben. Ew.
He's not into PDA.
Oh, that's right.
So... But that was good. That was a good trip. I'm glad we did that one.
Yeah, that was fun.
We were all showing off our Cheers stamps that we had gotten.
And I was begging TJ. I do remember this coming back. I was begging you to go through Manhattan. You wouldn't go through.
Oh
Manhattan.
Yeah. No. We went. We kind of bypassed it.
We bypassed it, and I got to see the World Trade Center. So I can say I've seen the World Trade Center with my own eyes. It was miles away on the skyline.
But yeah, we weren't. He's like, let's go drive.
I can't believe you're that close to New York City and didn't go down.
I've never been.
No, we did go into the Bronx. Remember,
we did go into the Bronx.
We made a wrong turn, ended up in the Bronx. Stopped at a stop sign.
Yes.
A homeless man runs up to our car and starts washing our windshield,
oh,
and then wants money for it.
I forgot about that.
Every single sign was spray painted over. You couldn't read any of the street signs because they were all graffitied over.
Yeah.
So we just kind of drove around until we finally made our way back onto I-95 North.
Oh my God, I do remember that vividly
but
now.
But we can say we went to the Bronx.
Oh,
it was the Bronx we turned.
And when
off
he
into.
Was washing the window, he was just smearing grease or whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't doing a good job at all. And then he wanted money for it.
Yeah. Hey, I washed your window. And like,
wasn't that you, Crowley, when we were down in Charleston and the dude was like selling flowers in the middle of the road and you were like, oh my God, oh my God, no, 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 oh my God. You were like freaking out that he was going to walk up to your window or something.
Did I? I don't remember that.
I remember that. You were like upset.
I had someone do that to me in Memphis. It was right after 9/11. Had taken a trip to Memphis, mm-hmm. And was walking up Beale Street just in the middle of the day, and this guy, obviously not here, right mind, had weeds, like flowers.
Yeah.
And he came up to me and goes, God bless America. And I'm like, oh, this guy's patriotic. He's a little cuckoo, but whatever, thanks. And I said, God bless America. He goes, that's $5.
I'd have handed him the weed back.
I did. I was like, there you go.
One time I was in Jacksonville with my brother. We were down there with family years ago. It was back in the 90s because he was seeing his wife. They were just, you know, they hadn't gotten married yet. And we're down at some kind of marketplace that's popular in Jacksonville where all the tourists and everybody go, like in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy walks up to us wearing a robe and had a bald head. And he starts talking to us. And then he offers us a cookbook. And so my brother offers the cookbook to my brother, and my brother buys the cookbook. I forgot how much it was. And then after he walks off, you know, I was just like, well, congratulations, John. You just donated $20 to the Hare Krishna church. So he didn't know that they were Hare Krishna. I knew it once they walked up who they were.
That is awesome.
My brother thought he didn't know that they were religious in nature.
No, my God.
So you started looking through the cookbook, and of course, it's, you know, all
those
crazy vegan recipes and, you know, and I was like,
and now the entire world is becoming Hare Krishnas.
Yeah. So I laughed at that because my brother being conservative, and I just thought that was kind of funny that he donated money to a heathen religion,
once
to a cult.
Once in the early 80s, we went to D.C. on a family vacation, and we stayed on K Street or was M Street. I can't remember. Turns out to be a really bad neighborhood. And we stayed there the first night and packed up and left.
Wow.
And I think, and I don't know if it was me or my sister that asked, but my mom tells the story that one of us turned to my dad and said, Dad, is that a hooker? on the corner. And after that, we just kind of, we went to someplace about by the Pentagon.
Did you get an answer? Was it a?
Yes, it was.
It was.
Most likely. And I don't think it was a woman.
Well, you know, Glenda used to have to go to Charlotte a lot for trainings. This is when we first started dating. And she was going up there one weekend. She had rode with another girl. And she was like, why don't you come up here for the weekend after I was off that weekend. Mm-hmm. She said, why don't you come up here after you get off work? And I said, okay, I don't really know Charlotte, but I know a fella that does. So it was Neil Blue.
Okay, yeah.
And I asked him, I said, you know Charlotte, right? He said, man, I know Charlotte like the back of my hand.
I said, famous last words.
I was like, cool, that's good. Then let's go.
We already know where this story's going.
So we get to Charlotte, and she had given us the directions to get where she was, and that was all good and fine. And we found the road where we got on Independence, and then we turned off the road we were supposed to get on, and we're just cruising along. You know, we'd been driving all afternoon. It was getting a little late in the day. And as we're cruising along, all of a sudden we notice we're on the wrong road. I was like, whoa, what happened? How did we get on the wrong road? Blue's like, I don't know, man. So we turned around, we went back. And this is, again, before the days of GPS. All you had was, like, maps and stuff. And we didn't have a Charlotte street map, but we kind of had, you know, we had the direction.
Yeah.
So we turned around, we drove back, we found the street we were supposed to be on. Okay, cool, we got to go back the other direction. We turned around, cruising along, all of a sudden we find ourselves on a different street. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on?
It's Charlotte.
Yeah. That happened like 3 times that we noticed we were on the wrong. Well, what happened? Well, this road changed names 5 times on the same road. After you'd go through an intersection, it would be a new road.
Oh, my God.
We finally figured that out. But it wasn't until after we had gotten super lost at one point. We were driving down some street, and there was like cars on blocks.
Oh,
with tires gone and like burned out cars and stuff. And I looked at Blue. I was like, dude, where are we? He goes, man, I ain't never seen this part of Charlotte. I have no idea. So we pull over and we go to a gas station. He's like, I'm going to go in there and ask for directions. So he goes in. He's probably in there about 5 minutes, and he comes out, and you can tell he's pissed. He's mad. I was like, what's the matter? He goes, He says, man, he said, you shouldn't be allowed in a damn country if you can't speak English. He said, that guy there didn't speak a word of English. I don't know what he said. I said, well, did he give you any kind of directions? He said, well, he tried to, but I couldn't understand any of it. So we ended up finding her like 9 o'clock. We'd like left Hartsville like 2.
Oh, my God.
We ended up finding her at like 9 o'clock, 9 or 10, because we went to a Bojangles to get something to eat after we found Glenda. It was right before they closed.
Oh, my gosh.
So that, but that was a heck of a trip.
With all these nightmare stories, it's actually come up with some vacation nightmare stories that I have, and I think we're going to do a future show about all sorts of nightmaric things that have happened on especially my trips, because we used to take those trips back and forth to Massachusetts all the time.
Oh yeah,
with my parents. So that could fill an entire podcast with one of those.
Don't you mean nightmarish? You said nightmaric.
God, now you've infected him.
No, I have not infected him at all.
At least I didn't say the letter.
Nightmarish.
At least I didn't say the letter 2 and the number B.
Unbeknownst, right, Crowley?
Is it benounced or benounced?
It's been yeasts and yeasts.
It's hot, like a sauna in here.
Sauna?
Y'all haven't seen that Progressive commercial?
No. Yes.
The guy's on fire and he says, whoa, it's hot, like a sauna in here.
No, in your New York accent.
Whoa, it's hot, like a sauna in here.
What in the hell is that?
I don't know.
I was walking. He was doing Christian walking.
That was. You're speaking walkinese.
clearly, right. I'm going to have to work on my New York accent.
Yeah, clearly.
Pam, I'm going to be calling you soon.
Oh.
You're going to have to teach me how to speak New Yorkish.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us on another marvelous edition.
Oh, don't sound so damned enthused.
Only Funny to Us. It's onlyfunnytous.com, facebook.com/onlyfunnytous, Twitter at OFTU Podcast. We are on Stitcher Radio and iTunes as well. And don't forget, if you're going to do any Amazon shopping, which I know you're going to do anyway, just take one extra step. Go to our website, onlyfunnytous.com. Click the Amazon link. It goes right to your account. Does not charge you anything extra. Nothing else happens. Did Jesus y'all just touch Christ. Hands?
I felt something touch my hand. I was like, what the shit?
I don't have cooties.
They both were written.
But it just felt really sensual.
I haven't had shingles in weeks.
Sensual.
It was very tender.
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
It wasn't what I expected.
Oh. What I've been told.
Oh.
Cliff has a tender touch.
No one complains.
Before we go anywhere else.
How many men do you touch on a daily basis?
Oh, my God.
None of them complain. That's all I can say.
Jesus, what are you doing? all right. Well, let's. Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Are you ready to sing?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. I'm glad you're
friend. Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kinda tired of packing and unpacking.
Yeah.
Town to town and up and down the dial.
Turn that dial.
Maybe you and me were never meant to be.
Uh-uh.
Baby, think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Sing it, Whitey.
Good night.